Ultra 106.5, it's time now for Treasuring Mothers with Jenny Baxter. Good morning.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I was really looking forward to this topic. I was really looking forward to our chat. And then you said, oh, we're going to have a look today about being a good friend, especially with adult kids. And I'm like, oh, no. You've sunk my battleship. You've sunk my fleet in one go.
It could be a good thing.
It could be a good thing. I'm finding at the moment I have Mr. 19 and I try to say anything. Mm. And I just get, yes, Dad.
Mm. Yep.
Help me, Jenny.
Yep. Well, I'm a bit like that with my 29-year-old son.
You mean it gets worse? Yeah.
It doesn't get worse, but he's lived away from home for a long time, and he is the one least likely to ring up and have a chat or to, you know, do any more than just give the details of his life so far, you know, since last time we talked, which is okay, but not anything much deep and meaningful.
It's interesting that you've chosen this topic because I had a chat with Brett Ryan this week about trying to have conversations with our children, mm-hmm. and especially older children. And we did sort of agree on the fact that learning to drive is one of those great opportunities where you're both looking forward and it's not that eye-to-eye contact. You can have that great discussion that way. But once they've learnt to drive,
what else do you do?
What else do you do then to get a conversation out of them?
Yeah, well, I think that's like that for teenagers, but teenage boys in particular, having some other task going on. So going for a walk or, you know, working out in the backyard together or doing something takes the pressure off the conversation and you're able to have a bit more of a, muck around, talk about, you know, ordinary everyday stuff and perhaps then maybe get into something that's a little bit more challenging in terms of conversation. But yeah, I understand it really isn't a simple thing.
The relationships really change once they turn 18, don't they? Once they start sort of finding their feet and then as young adults as well. And it's just like you can't sort of use the old lines that might have used, well, I'm the parent, you're the child, or something like that, or ask those sort of questions. It's a whole new ballgame of developing a new relationship with this now adult, which was a child.
Yeah, that's right. And so having questions up your sleeve that you can ask, which don't require yes-no answers, might help you. So, you know, what's your favourite time of day? Or tell me somebody that you really admire and why. So you're getting a bit more of a conversation happening just from the question. So that helps a lot. But one of the things that I've discovered over the years, because I struggled with this a lot, not just with my kids, but with friends in general. I didn't really feel like I knew how to make friends. And I worked out at one point that there's actually two different types of people. You can break people down into two different abilities in terms of relationship. One is the tasky type, that's me. So I like to be looking at my clock going, okay, time for that interview with Jason, and really, you know, being in meetings, I'm always watching to see when we're supposed to finish and when it goes over, and I'm a bit narky, why are they chatting about stuff? We've got to get finished, don't they realise? So that's me being tasky. People who are relational, on the other hand, worry about the clock. Don't worry about the clock. They're more concerned about having a chat with someone, find out how they are, pass the time of day with the small talk. I really struggle with small talk.
That's why I do breakfast.
Yes. That's right. So that's another section of the community. So the thing is that I've worked out now that actually, while it's good to be tasky and be on time, some people need to have the chat and the talk and the breaking down the barriers, sort of small talk before you get to the deeper things. And that's really important for some people. For people who are relational, like you, it's good for you to know that I quite like to keep quite moving on to the next thing and to the next thing, and I'm not so up for a chat all the time, every moment of the day, which is what you would like to do. So being aware of those two different types and what you're wanting to do and what other people are more inclined to do helps you understand them a little bit better. So if your son is saying, oh, later, I've got to go, I'm rushing out the door now, that might be part of the issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'll have to think about it and see whether you think that's part of the thing.
Well, you're reminding me of Mary and Martha with Jesus.
Oh, it is. Well, similar one's
rushing,
sort of thing.
One's rushing around and one's just going, hey, I'm hanging with Jesus.
Yeah, that's
good.
Right. Yeah, that's right. It's a very good description of what I'm talking about. But what I've learnt now is, okay, I'm a tasky person. I do like to make sure I get things done on time. I'm putting my head down. I usually don't stop to do more than a, hey, hi, how are you? You've got to go now. But actually stopping, having the chat, ringing up someone and finding out how they are and what's going on for them before I actually ask the question that I ring up for. These are things I need to be concentrating on. And so when I do that, things change. And
I think you need a coffee date.
Yeah, coffee date. I've been doing a lot of coffee dates with people around Hobart, I'll have you know.
I've had
to limit it to 2 a week now because I've been doing too many. But that's me consciously trying to do the relationship thing and being friends with people instead of just going by the time all the time, all the time, all the time, and hardly having a moment to spend to chat to people. So, and it changes my outlook on my relationship because all of a sudden I go, oh, yeah, this is a really important thing to do, even though I feel like in my head I can say it feels like a bit of a waste of time, but actually in my heart I know it's actually right to keep pushing into that space.
So it's a good thought to think we're all different.
We are.
We all have our own personalities. We all have our different skills. And you know what? If it's not working one way to get a, you know, to build a relationship with someone, try something else, which does work quite well. So
that's right. So
two coffees a week.
Think outside the box. 2 coffees a week. And I wrote a blog that was released yesterday about this at treasuringmothers.com. So you can check that out if you want to find a bit more detail about I mean.
And the Facebook page?
Facebook page, Treasuring Mothers Community. That's what you need to look for.
Jenny, till next week.
Yep. Thanks, Jason. See ya.